A word for you from 1 John chapter 3 verses 21 and 22. And beloved, if our consciences, our hearts, do not accuse us, if they do not make us feel guilty and condemn us, we have confidence, complete assurance and boldness before God. And we receive from Him whatever we ask because we watchfully obey His orders, observe His suggestions and injunctions, follow His plan for us, and habitually practice what is pleasing to Him. Now, it's a long section, and it's taken from the Amplified Bible. I want you to highlight the very last part, habitually practice what is pleasing to Him. So often we make the terrible mistake of doing what we think is pleasing to Him because in a roundabout way it's pleasing to us. But here we are given His direct will. It's shown to us, revealed in His Word. We don't need some secret vision. We don't need some special revelation. Because God here speaks firstly with the guilt problem of sin, verse 21, about us having confidence before God. And the whole of Hebrews, which comes before this, shares what we can do with our guilt, how we can bring it to our high priest. He who has gone before us, He who sympathizes with us in our temptations, so that He can cleanse us and give us victory. But His final aim is that we would practice what is pleasing to Him. He has a plan for you. UNkulunkulu uno nentando yakhe ngawe. Uneplan lakhe. Hayi ukuthi uzogcwalisa imicabango yakho. Ucabanga ukuthi uyamthokozisa uNkulunkulu. No, don't try and fulfill your plan thinking that you are bringing joy to the Lord, when indeed, sometimes secretly, you're just trying to please yourself. But the wonderful thing is, as you please Him, you will find you will be pleased as well. Because if His Holy Spirit dwells in you, if He is happy, free, that's how you will feel. Are you feeling grieved and depressed and dejected? Well, maybe that's how the Holy Spirit feels in you, because you're not habitually practicing what is pleasing to Him.